We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning to everybody out there. Good to be back on the airwaves on a Monday morning. Steiny, Guru, what's happening with you boys, man? I don't want to sound all mushy, man, but I've been looking forward to the show.
Wow. Well, thanks, Bonte. Appreciate that. And, I'm looking forward to it, too. Maybe not quite as much as you, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I just need something to do.
That's all, fellas. Guru, Steiny, I just need something to do, man, because no sports is killing me right now.
Something to watch. How about that?
I need something,
Pete.
Fellas.
I'm over the old games.
You know it's bad when your boy is making his girlfriend stand around for the last 35 laps of the Pocono 350. Not to rip on NASCAR, because
that's a problem.
A lot of good things, but that's a problem when you want to see who wins the Pocono 350. I don't think I've ever cared about the Pocono 350 or whatever the hell the name has been over the years in NASCAR, but that's where I'm at right now, fellas. And here's where the NFL is at. Cam Newton, former MVP, of course, led the Carolina Panthers to Super Bowl 50. They lose to the Denver Broncos in that one. He signs yesterday, in the afternoon, a one-year deal with the New England Patriots, an incentive-laden deal, that could be worth up to $7.5 million. Cam Newton, a New England Patriot. Bill Belichick signs Cam Newton. A lot of people thought Jared Stidham had the job. Of course, Brian Hoyer is a backup up there. But Cam Newton has found a landing spot, and it's in New England with Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
Goo?
I mean, you don't get the moniker Superman and not have game. And I'm going to say this. Cam Newton probably scares a lot of coaches. He's been to the Super Bowl with his brand because that's what he was on his best day. He was a brand, and he went out there and backed it up. Now, this offseason, there haven't been a lot of people asking Cam Newton to dance. And, you know, we've had a lot of social unrest or whatnot, and I never once, fellas, thought because Cam was black that maybe that's why he's not getting a lot of suitors. And let's be honest, and put the rat on the table. It's a good rat. Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay. There was a lot of fanfare. There was my partner saying that his arm strength, he wasn't alone, that Tom Brady is not what he used to be. And I didn't know where I came from. Where I kind of processed that in regard to Tom Brady. I just knew this. Tom was going to help Tampa, and maybe he get the Super Bowl and prove he could do it without the hoodie. And now in the middle of the night, Cam Newton is now with the best coach he's ever played for. I'm saying that with Bill Belichick. And he basically did it for football welfare because, you know, 7.5, you know, with incentives. And Adam Schefter said that there was no other teams outside of New England, so I'm scratching my head as to why that is. But I say all that to say, Steiny and Bonte, I think New England, who won the division last year, you would have thought they went 8-8. They got a stud quarterback who's been disrespected. I think that means something. And I think we'll get the best Cam Newton. And I wouldn't dare bet against the Patriots coming out of the AFC now with this news for Cameron Newton and the New England Patriots.
Yeah, he went to the Super Bowl 5 years ago, and that's a long time. And last year he was out almost all season, only played two games. We know that. Year before that, the Panthers weren't very good. They were 6-8 in his starts. I think that the real issue – I shouldn't say the real issue. One of the big issues with Cam Newton is can you really sign him to be your backup quarterback? Mm. And my answer would be no. I don't want Cam Newton as a backup. I want Cam Newton if my starter gets hurt and we got to go out and sign somebody probably. But I'm not sure. And you look at a team like the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo and the kicking the tires of Brady. Do we really think that it would be good for the Niners to have Cam Newton as a backup? I mean, that's the question I'm asking. And then I think you got to ask that for a lot of – so you either have a team with a young quarterback who you want to develop, but you bring Cam Newton in, and now all of a sudden he either may be better than that young quarterback, and keep in mind Cam Newton's going to be 31, or he's going to be a specter behind that young quarterback. You're not bringing Cam Newton in to hold the clipboard and teach. He can still play. So I do think, especially when we're talking about a quarterback, it's got to be the right team. And I think we've known all along it was going to be the Patriots. It was kind of just a matter of when.
Well, when it comes to the 49ers, Steiny, we'll get there. Like Guru always says, he always says, this isn't the Cub Scouts. So if Cam Newton was a backup to the 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo took it personal, well, you know what? Go out there and perform. And if you go out there and perform and you play at a high level, you don't have to worry about Cam Newton. You know, Shanahan has to worry about Cam Newton and the way he acts. So that's that. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo, you ball out, you play well, you play at a high level. You won't have to worry about Cam Newton. So that's one. Two, in terms of just Cam, you look at the numbers. 2017, he's 11-5. They lose a wild card game at the New Orleans Saints, right? Great game at the Superdome. Cam Newton played flawlessly. I mean, he was on point in that game. And you can't name me, you know, Devin Funchess was his leading receiver in that one, I think. The next year, they start off 6-2. They start off red hot. The shoulder gives out. So this is a former MVP. I get it, 5 years ago. But heck, in 2018, the first half of his season, he was playing at a high level. So why did it take Cam so long to get signed? I have no idea. It felt like New England was a natural landing spot when you look around the league and see who was starting at quarterback in Tampa Bay and Jacksonville and Houston and Dallas, so on and so forth. But it's the money. It's the money that he's getting. The money. An incentive deal, an incentive laden deal to where he can only make as much as $7.5 million? Wow. For Cam Newton? Like, did people forget who Cam Newton was? I know he's not a perfect quarterback. I don't know if it has to do with his skin color. I don't know any of that. But, hey, that's a bargain for the Patriots, in my opinion. And that puts the Patriots right back in the ballgame in the AFC East.
But yeah, he's going to be the starter in New England.
Well, I would hold your horses.
Well, he's got to compete. I'm with you, Steiny.
I only say that, Steiny, because
he's not going to beat out Stidham.
I would hope so.
Yeah, okay.
I would hope so. But you just never know with Bill Belichick. You never know. He's the same guy who, you know, Brady's winning all those games, and Drew Bledsoe comes back. Drew Bledsoe's the face of the franchise. And he says, you know what, I'm sticking with Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. You just never know with the hoodie. And I know that was so many years ago, and I know Tom Brady ended up being one of the greatest quarterback, if not the greatest quarterback of all time. But you just never know with the hoodie. I don't know if it's a slam dunk that Cam Newton beats out Jared Stidham. Being this late in the game, in the process, having to learn the playbook with basically a month left before training camp starts. So he's in a bad spot right now.
Why would Cam Newton want to come to the San Francisco 49ers on an incentive-laden deal?
Because like the Patriots, he probably believes, you know what, that team is stacked. They're going to be in
right,
a hunt.
But how's he going to play? He's only going to play if Garoppolo gets hurt.
Exactly. Here he has a chance to beat out Stidham.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly.
No doubt.
I think that's a big part of it. I do think that's a big part of it. There were certain places, I think, where Cam was not going to go. You know, he's clearly not going to a place with an entrenched starter. And I know we talk about Jimmy G like, can he? But, I mean, he's the starting quarterback. And I don't think we're going to get a quick hook on Jimmy G. All I'm saying is I think Cam knows New England's probably his best shot to play and make that money off the incentive-laden deal.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that point, Steiny. I follow Cam on social media, and nowadays it's like you know the person when you do that. But there were numerous videos where he was working out, and he would. There was volume. There were words to his, you know, coming out of his mouth about the disrespect that he felt. So I'll say this: Bonte is passionate and intent. Cam Newton being what he is and why he had to sign this contract, he better beat out Stidham. It better be a TKO, and you would think him just being himself, like he doesn't got to go five more levels to beat out a guy, an unproven guy. So now I'm thinking what Bill Belichick will finally do with a quarterback that can run. You look throughout the league, and Belichick's got to stop Mahomes, who's mobile, Lamar Jackson. Now he's like, you can't beat him. Well, you join him. So I'm excited on that front, but he better beat out Stidham. And I'll say this because I'm all torn real quick. You know what Janet Jackson said, what have you done for me lately? And Cameron Newton hasn't done anything for any team lately. And there was a lot of negligence on the training staff in Carolina where they said they kind of pressured Cam to go play and things got worse. I don't know how true that is, but I'll say this. It's a one-year deal, Steiny and Bonte, and if he balls out and if he is the old Cam Newton Superman, he'll get his chicken next season. How about that?
Sure.
Next offseason, yeah. if he balls out.
Here's the
Licky,
thing.
I see you on Zoom, B. You didn't like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's obvious, right? If he balls out, he's going to get a deal. But what if he doesn't ball out? He may not be in the league anymore. That's what we're talking about with Cam Newton. He may not be in the league if he performs poorly. Something I want to bring to the table, fellas. Kyle Madsen texted me earlier this morning, and he said, you know, Cam signing with the Patriots, is it like Iguodala or DeMarcus Cousins? Meaning that, like, if Cousins, you know, when he came to the Warriors, he was a little beat up and it didn't work out for him. And we know that Cam is coming in with some injury history with the shoulders and a Liz Frank injury. Like, here on the text line from the 415, Cam to the Pats smells like Boogie Cousins to the Warriors. I don't know if I could say that.
Yeah, that's
– I don't know if I understand where the 415 is coming from, but I understood where Kyle was coming from. But this is the quarterback position. You know, Boogie Cousins is here to fill a role.
Wow. I don't think the Patriots are all of a sudden vaulted into favorites now. Is Cam Newton better than Tom Brady?
Not right now, no.
Then you would think if Cam Newton's a starting quarterback for the Patriots this year, they would take a step back, at least at the quarterback position. So I got to see it with Cam Newton, even with Bill Belichick.
Right. And I can't wait. All I need to have, fellas, is honestly, I can't wait is COVID-19 to cooperate and let us get a season. Because, Steiny, it's not like, you know, that ghost of Tom Brady. Bill Belichick knows, you know, Cam's positives and what he doesn't do well. But when he's clicking and the offense is designed around the quarterback like it should be, we see him playing in the Super Bowl in the Bay Area. I know that was a few years ago, but again, I likened it to Klay Thompson. You never want to be hurt, but you look at the positive of Klay missing a season, you assume he's going to be healthy. And at this juncture, fellas, we got to assume that Cam Newton's ankle and shoulder, he's ready to go.
Here's a great question from Joe Spadoni, our board op on the G-Chat. Is Cam Newton even the best quarterback right now in the AFC East? A lot of buzz for Josh Allen in Buffalo. We know about Sam Darnold, the New York Jets. There's a lot of hype surrounding Darnold. And then, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick. But Tua Tagovailoa is backing up Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's a great question. Josh Allen may still right now be the best quarterback only because I don't know where Cam Newton's at. But if Cam Newton performs like Cam Newton – by far and away, he's going to be the best quarterback in the AFC East. I don't think no question there. Let's go to Javier real quick, fellas. Javier in Vacaville wants to talk about Cam Newton going to the Patriots. 888-957-9570 if you want to talk about Cam Newton here on 95.7 The Game. Javier, what's happening?
How you guys doing today?
Not bad.
I just, you know, the roots of Cam Newton since his Auburn year, JUCO transfer like me, won a national junior college championship at Boone College before he went to the University of Auburn. He got drafted in 2011. I don't understand this notion that Tom Brady had no weapons in the ring last year, and you plug and play Cam Newton, and they act as if it's going to be him left out to dry. The New England Patriots have a great stable of running backs. The number one receptions leader in the last 5 years at the running back position is James White. People forget, did Julian Edelman catch a few touchdowns to win the Super Bowl against the Seahawks 5 years ago? Like, still a very productive player. Mohamed Sanu could have an X. Like I said, Edelman in the slot. They just signed Marquise Lee for really cheap, and he was very productive in Jacksonville. He put him as Z. N'Keal Harry, that Y in the slot, he's a first-round pick who had a year of experience. They look at Coward and, you know, all these people on ESPN, NFL Live. They have not just James White. They have Sony Michel, great running back at the University of Georgia. They still have Vernon Bolden, who's a great special team. They have Rex Burkhead. Dawson Daniels, whether he's a, you know, we'll just say inconsistent with decision-making of, you know, making a decision of sticking with it. He's still a great play caller and play designer. The Patriots are going to be the whole notion Tom Brady didn't have weapons. No, Tom Brady didn't have what he's used to having, but he still had a great stable of players. They just weren't superstar caliber. Cam Newton's going to excel in this offense as long as he's healthy and they can run that zone read, the straight quarterback power, quarterback draw with him. But the notion that the Patriots are without development, without talent, and they're behind of having any explosive players in the perimeter or any skill position players is beneath any competent, you know, understanding of what NFL players have. I mean, people know what Mohamed Sanu did for Shanahan, and they act like he just, you know, shells himself now. I mean, he's a very skilled individual, and you know, I hope we understand that, you know, Cam Newton coming to a great situation. Granted, his money isn't right, but, you know, Bill Belichick is still Bill Belichick, and as long as they got Bill there, I think Cam Newton, they can win 10 games, and this whole Bill's going to win the division. Like, let's you know, that.
All right, Javier, good call. Good call, Javier. Good call. I mean, I was about to ask him where he transferred. Where did he go to JUCO at, Steiny? But you know, probably would have been sitting here another 5 minutes.
Who are you?
I think he said where he went, but I couldn't understand.
He said Cam Newton, Blinn, Mississippi, where Cam went. But I don't know. Look, we know the history of Cam Newton. We know where he was drafted. We know where he went to college. We know he won a national championship. D3. We know all that stuff. But can he improve the Patriots, a team that a lot of people, especially on this show, said, oh, Brady didn't really have a lot of weapons. Their offense was stagnant last year. Well, Cam Newton electrified his offense. Can he? And then back to the Niners, just, you brought it up, Steiny. I just wonder if Garoppolo gets hurt, how many 49er fans really believe in Nick Mullins? Who, like, if Garoppolo gets hurt and the Niners are homing at a high level, can Nick Mullins keep the train rolling? I don't know, which is why I thought a couple weeks ago, I said, well, if you don't have faith in Nick Mullins, if Garoppolo goes down, then why not at least make a phone call to Cam Newton? Why not? I don't care about Garoppolo's feelings at this point. I don't. He's a big boy. He's got dollars. He can play at a high level. He's all right. He can handle it. Like Guru always says, this isn't the Cub Scouts.
And real quick, Stoney, let me just say something to that, because Bonte, as much as we love Kyle Shanahan, we can't criticize him for something that has yet to manifest. And we don't know if Mullins can't be the backup if Garoppolo were to go down. But I hear you, but there was not a lot of noise about Cam coming to town because people are scared of these injuries that he's had. But I just can't condemn. And we will if it happens. If the Niners are doing good, Steiny, and Garoppolo went down for 4 or 5 weeks and they go 1-4 and Mullins is terrible, then it'll be, again, coach, what the hell did you see? Why did you think this guy, Mullins, was the backup? But I just think it's strong, Bonte, to come to kind of condemn him now lightweight without, you know, that being the scenario, seeing him fail, because Mullins hasn't failed yet.
Well, I mean, do you believe in Nick Mullins?
No, I don't. The Geico, no, I don't. But there are a lot of people out there that do, and his coach,
so do you,
obviously.
Do you believe?
Wow.
Do you believe Silver last year at the start of the year that Jimmy Garoppolo was on a short leash?
I do believe that, Steiny.
Well, then you can assume they believe in Mullins as a backup, I think.
I do believe that. Wow,
I mean, I don't know what he is. I mean, I don't know what he is or what he isn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you what he is, Steiny. And Bonte, he's in position that if Garoppolo gets hurt, he's driving the Ferrari. He's one play away.
The other thing is, let's be honest. What are we talking about when we're talking about a backup quarterback? You want a guy who can go 2-2 or 2-3 in 5 weeks if your starting quarterback gets hurt. If your starting quarterback, if Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt in week five and is out for the entirety of the season, or I dare I say virtually any quarterback in the NFL gets hurt 5 weeks into the season and they miss the entire year, how many backups could run the table and win it all? One?
I think Andy
zero?
Dalton, maybe? Yeah.
So,
Nick
so
Foles?
To me, so to me that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I mean, who's got a backup that if the quarterback went down at the start of the season, they could still win it all or reach their potential? Probably nobody. So that's kind of – you need a backup quarterback to be able to get you to hang in there for 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah. Right.
Right. The Nick Foles theory, right? That was a grand slam. The quarterback went down, Wentz, I know it was week 13 or so, but he took you know, guys were lobbying that he should remain the starter, Bonte. That's how great Nick Foles was. And I know they're not Nick Foles all throughout the league, but Stani, real quick, and you guys might laugh, it's no affiliation at all. Andy Dalton led the Cincinnati Bengals to multiple playoff appearances, and you could make an argument that he's better than the starter Dak Prescott. So if something were to happen to Dak, the Cowboys got Andy Dalton. Not that he'll be Dan Marino, but you got to think, damn, how far do we really drop off at the quarterback position? I don't think much.
See, I think that if the Cowboys were to win it all, Dak Prescott probably is the big reason why. If
that's fair.
And if Andy Dalton's the quarterback, I just don't think they're going to be good enough to get there. But all I'm saying is, and I think, and in a way, I don't want to lump Kaepernick in, but sometimes when you have a quarterback like Newton, like the reason some teams, I believe, didn't want to bring Kaepernick in is because it's hard to have a guy who believes he's a starter as a backup. Why would Cam Newton have signed anywhere else but New England?
I agree with that. But also I look at it the other way, Steiny and Goo, where how come Kaepernick and Cam can't go and set backup roles? Jameis Winston is, and I get it, it's in New Orleans. It's with Drew Brees. But don't you think Jameis Winston think in his head that he's a starter? Jameis is thinking, man, I won a national championship. I have a Heisman. I was a number one overall pick. I should be starting in this league. Marcus Mariota, same thing in Las Vegas with the Raiders. Derek Carr. Marcus Mariota probably thinks, I'm better than Derek Carr. If you're Derek Carr, don't you think he's feeling some type of – or looking at it from the outside, don't you think Derek Carr is feeling some type of pressure of Mariota as his backup, knowing that Mariota started in Tennessee and led the Titans to some playoff appearances?
That's by design, Bonte. That is by design, if you ask me, to light a fire under D. Carr.
I actually agree with that. And Derek Carr's been their quarterback for, what, 8 years now?
Yeah, right.
Jimmy G's in his second or, you know, whatever, he's –
right.
Second or third year, depending on how you look at it. Yeah, I think I agree with Guru there. I think they brought Mariota in to say, we're kind of done fooling around here if you can't get it done. I don't think the 49ers are ready to say that with Garoppolo if he struggles a little bit this year.
Text from the 415, enough with the stupid hot takes, Bonte. Niners offense is very complex. Nick Mullins knows it. It would take Cam forever to learn. They have no money to spend either. And it's just like, wait, what?
Well, he didn't cost anything but a big bag.
So we're saying Cam Newton can't learn an offense? From what we heard, Josh McDaniels and the Patriots have the most complex offense in the NFL. I mean, why not? I don't agree with that at all. Just because you know offense, can you execute the offense? Those are two different things. Two different things. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Andy Benoit, the man who predicted the Niners, or said that he would be surprised if the Niners won 13 games last season. Wow. He'll join us at 11:15 here on BSNG. And Mark Medina from the USA Today, our old friend, wrote an article about the Walt Disney World Resort down in Orlando. He'll join us at 12:30 as we talk some NBA basketball as well. So a lot happening here today. Matt Simons, Derek Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill, 888-957-9570. I want to hear from you out there. Should the Niners have gone after Cam Newton? And does Cam Newton make the Patriots a threat in the AFC? We'll talk about that right here on 95.7 The Game. And it's all brought to you by, where's my sponsors at? Oh, it's all brought to you by Chilled Auto Body.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The countdown is on. It's time to name the Bay Area's top 10 greatest athletes of all time. Starting Monday, we want you to submit your top 10 list at 957thegame.com. Tune in all next week as each host shares their top 10 greatest athletes of all time. And beginning Monday, July 13th, we'll tally up the fan votes to reveal the final top 10 list, who makes the cut, who gets it to the top five, and who becomes the official greatest athlete in Bay Area sports history. Get your submissions ready. The debate starts Monday on 95.7 The Game. That'd be a lot of fun. Also, don't forget to download the radio.com app and search 95.7 The Game. Add it to your favorites, and don't miss a second, whether you're at home, in your car, or at work. Use the Rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Warriors President of Basketball Operations, Bob Myers, who joined us at noon last Thursday. That was a little more than 24 hours ago. But you could also tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google Play, 95.7 The Game. Cam Newton has signed with the New England Patriots, a one-year deal worth as much as $7.5 million. Good move for the Pats, bad move for the Pats. We want to hear from the listeners out 888-957-9570. Steiny, Guru, are the Patriots a threat now in the AFC with Cam Newton at quarterback?
As much as a threat as they were going to be, I think, and maybe a little bit more. And the reason I say that is because they still have Bill Belichick, and you got to respect him. So I don't know what Cam's got left. I don't know where he is. But as long as the Patriots have Belichick and that division is still that division, the Patriots are going to be involved until they're not. And I don't believe the Patriots are going to fall off the face of the earth.
You know, you don't have to play the flipper sound because nobody even posed the question to me, because I honestly thought we were a few weeks away from Cam Newton not playing this year in the NFL. I thought that's where it was going. When everything happened with Brady in New England back in a few months back, I was, you know, on these airways, I believe, with Kyle, and we kind of talked about, oh, that might be a destination for Cam. But it was quiet on the set for a long time. And now I believe he's motivated Cam, disrespected. And I know a lot of naysayers will say, okay, hey, they're pro athletes, none of that means anything. But in this instance, I believe he's playing Cam for his next contract. And I also believe the hoodie wants to prove to the world, because that's what this is with the breakup of him and Brady, is that he can do it without Tom. And now he has a hybrid that has success if he's healthy. And Bill Belichick will do it a different way. How the hell can we not, fellas, say that New England's a threat? And I'll add this caveat. We act like New England went 6-10 last year. They won the division, the AFC least. So if I'm Nash Solomon, the biggest Patriot fan I know, I'm going to get a jersey right now on the internet, and I'm excited, and I expect us to compete and come out the AFC. And if I don't say that I believe that, you two give me a team that you think would surpass the hoodie and Cam Newton.
Well, I think Buffalo's Buffalo right there.
See that? Buffalo's and I'm not mad, but it's Buffalo. It's just funny to hear Buffalo.
You buy a Cam Newton jersey? Nah, Solomon, don't waste your money. Cam may only be there for a year. He may only be there for a year. Why would you buy his jersey?
But if he balls out, Steiny, he may be there for the next 5 to 6 years. It's up to Cam. I just don't see how he has a – you don't think he can stay healthy?
Hell no. playing like he, not unless he changes his style. He's got 30 years old and he's going to play that. I mean, you know what? He plays a little bit like Beathard, actually, the 49ers' third string quarterback. He just can't avoid contact.
But he was this man, Stoddy, the MVP, Vontae. Come on. He didn't go get that fumble in the Super Bowl. I'll never forgive him for that. But come on now.
I'm going to let Stoddy slide by mentioning Beathard in any sentence with Cam Newton. Even the recklessness. I'm going to let Stoddy pass with that. Let's go to our main man, Jonathan in SF. Jonathan, good morning, man. How you feeling about Cam to the Patriots?
Hey, good morning, fellas. When I first saw the news late last week, I did the guru, man. I started to tingle, you know, and this could be really interesting. Now, Belichick and the Patriots has the element of surprise because, you know, 20 years of film with Tom Brady, the stationary, you know, quarterback. Now it's got a toy to play with, and I think it's going to be totally up to Cam Newton, man. If he could take instruction from this guru, or from this genius, and just run the offense the way it's designed, I mean, they could do a lot of damage, man. Because, you know, Belichick is going to coach him up, and they got interesting schemes. It's going to be totally up to Cam Newton if he could just follow the script and maintain, you know, the play and you know, the way it's supposed to go. Hey, you got one of the best coaches ever. If you just let him coach you up and do your thing, you could resurrect your career.
Thanks for the phone call, Jonathan. And I do believe he could resurrect his career in New England under Josh McDaniels. The 1 year Brady got hurt on the season opener. What was that? 08, 09, where he tore his knee up. Bernard Pollard basically slammed it to his knee. They made the Tom Brady rule to where you can't hit quarterbacks below the knee. But Matt Castle came in and helped lead the Patriots to an 11-5 record. 11-5 record. He got paid off of that. I don't know what the comparison is there, but it looks like people can play well in this system. Hell, Garoppolo in that short sample size, you know, he played well in that system. Jacoby Brissett, that small sample size, had some success in that system. So who's to say Cam Newton can't when you know, Javier, the one thing he did say was that the stable of running backs is really good. Sonny Michel, Damian Harris, James White, Rex Burkhead, really, really good. They got their center back, David Andrews. Yeah, I said center, Stoddy. But it's all about the receiver position and what N'Keal Harry can do. They have a really good defense, and it seems like it's a situation to where all Cam has to do is not turn the ball over. Be a really good game manager and not turn the ball over, and the Patriots should be in ball games.
You would absolutely think. The one thing I think is within the realm of possibility is – he might have trust. You guys might be right. Depending on where he is, maybe Belichick looks at Cam Newton and says, "You know what? He is just a backup now. He doesn't. It's going to be too difficult this late to learn the system and all that kind of stuff." I truly believe, like, to me, Cam Newton's a wild card. He really is. I do think he could be really good for the Patriots, but I also think he might be no factor. He might not even play a lot, but I do think the reason things are intriguing is it's got more to do with Belichick than Cam Newton.
Yeah, and I'll just say this, Donnie. I don't even believe there's a competition at the quarterback position. I think they brought Cam in knowing that they can maybe dumb down the offense, or let's be honest, he is, if healthy, he's bringing something to the table. Yeah, it's different than what Tom Brady did, but there's not a throw Cam can make. It's just about being consistent and him using his legs at the right time. But I'll say this, and I'll just ask you too. Do you know, and I kind of did it before the break, I woke up this morning and – I was happy for Cam Newton when we got the news last night because I thought he wasn't playing this season. I saw where Jameis Winston ended up going to New Orleans for basically beans, football version of beans. And, Steiny, you hit me in the head with a bag of bricks when I thought, because Monty Poole, our friend of the show, had a great column about black quarterbacks their second or third time around as to these journeyman quarterbacks that got better contracts. And, Steiny, you said, you know what, Guru – there's the top 10 quarterbacks on Chris Sims' list. They're black. And I don't know, and that's a hell of a feat and a fact, but I guess my point was, Stoney, we're seeing now it's the second and third time around when it kind of bites you in the butt, or if there's something there, because I'm leaning to there's something there just with Winston and what Cam Newton had to sign for. But then I'm thinking, okay, Cam's just got this for a year. He balls out. He's right back in the game. He's box office again. But Bonte, help me out, because I'm running out of ammo when Stoney goes, you know, the top 10 players in the league, quarterbacks were black. I almost instantaneously just ran out the courtroom like, how can I make a compelling argument that there's something there when that man reads me, when Stoney reads me that, you know, those stats right there?
Well, here's the thing about the quarterbacks, the black quarterbacks, when they first get into the league.
Man,
Lamar Jackson still is fighting criticism. You know, Bill Polian, a great GM in this league, said he should move to wide receiver. Deshaun Watson, heard from many people say, great college quarterback, but does he have the smarts to do it at a high level? He was doubted. Cam Newton has been doubted every step of the way. So I asked, I look at the quarterback spot, and it goes back to War Moon, and it's about the chances they get after they fail. The chances they get after they fail. You know, where is Jameis at now after he failed at Tampa Bay? He's a backup in New Orleans. Cam Newton fighting for a job in New England. RG3 still stuck on the bench. Now we don't know if the knee is there or not. But it's about the chances the African-American quarterback gets after they fail. And do they get legit chances after that? I don't know. I mean, I'm seeing Chase Daniel making more money than Jameis and Cam Newton combined. You feel confident? If you had three of those quarterbacks, Jameis Winston, Cam Newton, and Chase Daniel. Chase Daniel's a third stringer. He's a third stringer, yet he's making more money than Cam and Jameis combined. So it's about the chances they get after they fail, the black quarterback, that is, on top of the question marks they always get when they come into the league.
I mean, there's obviously something to that. I also think, and to me, this is why it's really hard to figure out why. Cam Newton was an MVP. I mean, he was really good. So, again, like I look at the San Francisco, just pick any team. You have to be careful of the fit, really. And I would say that if Cam Newton were white. If Cam Newton were a white quarterback, he's a starting quarterback. He's proven he's a starting quarterback in this league. So you either have to bring him in to be your starting quarterback because he thinks he is and you think he is, or you have to bring him in to be a backup when he probably doesn't think he's a backup, and nor should he. He's never been a backup. So much of this is, to me, is about the fit, and that's why I felt like all along he's going to New England. I don't know how or when, but he's probably going to end up in New England. And, like, that's kind of what happened, and the Patriots were in no rush, and I'm sure that gave them some leverage. And the reality is, the other thing is, the fewer teams that are looking for a guy like Cam Newton, the less leverage he has. You know, if Cam Newton and the 49ers start talking, well, I mean, unfortunately for Cam Newton, he doesn't have a lot of leverage with the 49ers. If they want to bring him in, let's say. I mean, yeah, come on in on a minimum, and we'll give it incentive laden. Well, the reason he took that deal with the Patriots, because he's going to play for the Patriots, probably, right, without the starting quarterback getting hurt or stinking. He's probably going to win that position, you would think.
You know what? Real quick, Guru, why is that we always – I you know what I can't stand, fellas? And it's nothing to do with you guys. It's just how people are quick to say, seriously, it's the narrative that, oh, man, these guys can't learn the system. They don't fit the system. They can't adjust. Like, these guys have been running different offenses. I get it. They're tailor-made for a specific offense, and they thrive in so-and-so offense as opposed to – but, like, there's been no questions about Tom Brady playing in the system in New England for so long, going to Bruce Arians' system. Bruce Arians' system, his quarterbacks get sacked a tremendous amount of times because there's a lot more long developing pass plays, a lot more down the field passing and not just checkdowns. Andy Dalton, when he's going down to Dallas, nobody said anything about him. Oh, can Andy Dalton learn McCarthy's system? That stuff gets, to me, it just gets, oh, can you play football or not? And can you learn the system and adjust to it? I think that's what it's about. You know, I hear too many times, oh, well, can that quarterback play that system? Shanahan's system is very complex. Really, is it? Is it really that complex? Is it really? There's a lot of running. There's a lot of zone running. There's a lot of boot action. There's a lot of getting the guy on the is it really that complex? That one bothers me. It bothers me that, oh, Cam Newton, can he fit the system? Can Kaepernick fit the system? Well, we don't have those questions about other guys.
And the rat on the table, B, I hear you too, is, and it's kind of went away to me because, again, Steiny's top 10 list, reciting Chris Sims, there's black quarterbacks all throughout the league, more so now than they've ever been. But when you do hear that, what you're really hearing, Bonte, is you don't believe that the black quarterback may have the mental fortitude to grasp a system, that maybe it's too complex or he's not smart enough. So I hope we don't hear that with Cam. And again, I'm no coach, but if I were to get talent, I always make a system to fit the talent as opposed to we're going to just do it my way and it not work and I have the quarterback going out there, you know, not looking his best. So I know the Hoodie and McDaniel are too smart. They know what they got in Cam, and they'll meet 50-50 in regard to putting him in the team in the best position to win.
Yeah, I think there's two things here. One is I do assume that Tom Brady could go into virtually any system and master it. I absolutely do. And I don't know about Kaepernick, and I don't even know about Cam Newton. But what I will say is this. There's another quarterback that I think could do that too, Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson could go to any system and master it like a Tom Brady, and Brady like a Russell Wilson. But those guys have been around for a while.
Right.
And that's why I say that. You know, Cam Newton goes up to New England and they go to the playoffs the next 2 years and win 11 games and win some playoff games. I'd like to think we're not going to ask that about Cam Newton anymore.
No doubt. Let's hear from hear the sound from Adam Schefter's podcast yesterday about how many offers Cam Newton received this offseason.
And the truth of the matter is that Cam Newton did not have any other offers from any other teams. There was nobody that was calling him and lighting up his phone, trying to recruit him to a certain city. There was one other team that did have one conversation with him. It was very brief. It didn't go very far. But the Cleveland Browns did speak to Cam Newton at one point in time. But those talks never really went anywhere. They did with New England. And Cam winds up on a one-year contract with the Patriots, which makes all the sense in the world.
That's Adam Schefter, ESPN, saying that the Cleveland Browns had a brief conversation with Cam Newton. But other than that, fellas, Cam didn't receive any phone calls. And I'm not really shocked about that because of the injuries or whatnot. But just the Cleveland Browns.
Well, is that really what it's about, Bonte, the injuries?
Why would you think the Browns?
Because that sounds bad, Steiny.
Why would you think the Browns were the other team?
Well, that's what Schefter just said.
I know. Why do you think the Browns, though, is what I'm saying?
Maybe they're not sure about Baker Mayfield anymore. Maybe there's some question marks with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and like that's kind of what
Baker
I mean.
If you brought him
they
in.
They bring Cam Newton in, then that's like saying, hey, Baker, we're, you know. But I'm sure if Baker now knows, it's just like Baker Mayfield's now Jimmy Garoppolo, only his Tom Brady is Cam Newton. So
no doubt.
You know, in a way, just even – and maybe that's another part of this that we haven't even thought. Even, quote-unquote, kicking the tires on a Cam Newton has ramifications.
Right.
Okay. Baker Mayfield now knows the Cleveland Browns talked to Cam Newton. Does it matter? Probably not. But probably.
But it's there.
It might.
It's there, Steiny.
It's absolutely there, Bonte. Absolutely. And now you got to –
You know what? Oh, man.
Oh, man, what?
No, I was. Who am I to feel sorry for a quarterback that just signed a deal that could get him paid up to $7.5 million, Cam Newton. But I do feel bad when those reports go out there like there was only one person, or maybe two at the most, lined up to get your services. And we're talking about a former MVP. And, Steiny, I know the Super Bowl was 5 years ago, but this dude could ball. He had everything athletically. And by all accounts, if you look at the video, just from afar, from physical attributes, he still has it. How do you get here? And Spadoni, and I brought up this player, which I'm going to do a couple weeks ago, Michael Vick went to prison, came out of prison for doing heinous things with dogs and got a job. And Cam Newton had to go down to the under 1 minute left before you could sign to get a job. I just wonder what owners or general managers, fellas, were turned off about Cam, because we're talking about a league. When we talk about pro sports, it's the epitome of second and third chances. So how did Cam, what did Cam do? He didn't get in trouble off the field. Is it his brand? Is it his outfits? I'm just curious as to what was the ultimate turnoff to where you only had one or two suitors.
Well, I mean, to me, that's not really that hard. It's like, okay, if you're the San Francisco 49ers, are you going to, hey, let's get Cam Newton in here, man. Let's get right. Cam Newton in here. No.
But much of nothing. For much of nothing, Steiny. Okay. I hear you.
Well, what should should the Arizona Cardinals? God, should we get Cam? No, of course not. With yeah. Kyler Murray. Should the Seattle Seahawks?
Nope.
Packers? Now, you want to argue about the Chicago Bears? We can talk about the Chicago Bears, but when you do that, you whittle it down to like 10 teams, really.
Right.
I mean, any team with a good quarterback's not going to even want Cam Newton.
I actually thought the Chargers would be intriguing because the Chargers are in L.A. Nobody cares about the Chargers in L.A.
Chargers, like, go.
Nobody cares about them. They basically play 16 road games, and they're starting Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. And I get it. They drafted a young man out of Oregon, Justin Herbert, number 6 overall. I get it. He's your quarterback of the future. But for this year, with the talent that the Chargers have, they have a lot of talent on that roster. A lot of talent. They've underperformed. I just thought Cam Newton was a natural fit in L.A. You could sell some more tickets. Wow. He's box office. I wonder why a team like the Chargers, especially since they were the team to first come out and say, we have Colin Kaepernick on our workout list. Where was Cam Newton out there? So there's only, you're right, Steiny.
With
there's
the
only
black
a handful
head
of teams.
With
yeah,
the black
there's
head
only a
coach,
handful
so
of
Steiny
teams.
Might be right.
There's only a handful of teams that probably could have gave Cam Newton a job. That is true. That's facts. You're not going to bring him to Cleveland. You're not going to bring him to the Jets to back up Sam Darnold. You're not going to bring him to Buffalo to back up Josh Allen. You're not going to do that to those young quarterbacks. But you got a veteran at Tyrod Taylor and the Chargers. I just thought that was outside of New England, maybe the Chargers were the one team that maybe could have made a phone call to Cam Newton and said, hey, we have Colin Kaepernick on our workout list. How about you come there? And I'm just thinking outside the box when it comes to outside
New
of the
York
football
field. Giants. Is Daniel Jones, Peyton Manning? Not yet. I mean, just you're going to get him for cheap? Just
well,
bring
Guru,
him in?
He's your first, you know, right. He's your yeah. first round pick. You're not going to yeah. bring him in. He started last year and he played pretty well with Saquon Barkley. You're not going to bring Cam to New York to back up Daniel Jones.
And the other thing is it's also possible that if you're the Chargers, you're like the Patriots theoretically could sign Cam Newton, and Guru said this earlier, and he might be their starting quarterback in 3 years, Cam Newton. Yeah. It's within the realm of possibility. Cam Newton's not going to be the Chargers starting quarterback in 3 years if Herbert's any good. Right. Now, and that's the thing. If you're the Chargers, you don't want to say, you know what? If Herbert can't get it done, it'd be nice to have Newton. Well, of course it would. But you just drafted this kid number one with your first-round pick.
Right.
He's going to have to play. You have to play a guy like that if for no other reason than to find out he can't play.
No doubt.
So, like, even – and I'm with you, Bonte. I think we could find 5 or 6 teams that it could have worked for, but then it's got to – it's got to be a perfect fit for that mm-hmm. team, too.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt. More coming up on Cam Newton. Andy Benoit's going to join us at 11:15. Matt Steinmetz, Dirt Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill. More of your phone calls coming up. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll get you here right on the other side, right here on 95.7 The Game. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.